1 Chronicles chapter 26. The divisions of the gatekeepers. From the Korahites, Meshelemiah son of Kor, one of the sons of Asaph. Meshelemiah's sons: the firstborn, Zechariah; the second, Jediel; the third, Zebadiah; the fourth, Jathniel; the fifth, Elam; the sixth, Jehohanan; and the seventh, Elihanai. Obed-Edom's sons: the firstborn, Shemaiah; the second, Jehozabad; the third, Joah; the fourth, Sakar; the fifth, Nathanael; the sixth, Amiel; the seventh, Issachar; and the eighth, Pulethi. Indeed, God blessed Obed-Edom. His son Shemaiah also had sons, who were leaders of their families, for they were highly respected. The sons of Shemaiah: Othni, Rephael, Obed, and Elzabad. His relatives Elihu and Shemachiah were also respected. All these were the descendants of Obed-Edom. They and their sons and relatives were respected men, capable of doing their responsibilities. There were 62 of them related to Obed-Edom. Meshelemiah had sons and relatives who were respected, 18 in all. Hosa, one of the descendants of Merari, had sons. The firstborn, Shimri — he was not actually the firstborn, but his father gave him that status — the second, Hilkiah; the third, Tabaliah; and the fourth, Zechariah. All of Hosea's sons and relatives numbered 13. These divisions of the gatekeepers, corresponding to their leaders, had assigned responsibilities like their relatives as they served in the Lord's temple. They cast lots, both young and old, according to their families, to determine which gate they would be responsible for. The lot for the east gate went to Shelemiah. They then cast lots for his son Zechariah, a wise advisor, and the lot for the north gate went to him. Obed-Edom was assigned at the south gate, and his sons were assigned at the storehouses. Shuppim and Hosea were assigned the west gate, along with the Shalaketh gate on the upper road. One guard was adjacent to another. Each day there were 6 Levites posted on the east, 4 on the north, and 4 on the south. At the storehouses, they were posted in pairs. At the court on the west, there were 4 posted on the road and 2 at the court. These were the divisions of the gatekeepers, who were descendants of Korah and Merari. Their fellow Levites were in charge of the storehouses in God's temple, and the storehouses containing consecrated items. The descendants of Laden, who were descended from Gershon through Laden, and were leaders of the families of Laden the Gershonite, included Jehieli and the sons of Jehieli, Zetham and his brother Joel. They were in charge of the storehouses in the Lord's temple. As for the Amramites, Izharites, Hebronites, and Uzielites, Shebuel, son of Gershom, the son of Moses, was the supervisor of the storehouses. His relatives through Eleazar included Rehabiah his son, Jeshiah his son, Joram his son, Zikri his son, and Shelemeth his son. Shelemeth and his relatives were in charge of all the storehouses containing the consecrated items dedicated by King David, the family leaders who led units of 1,000 and 100, and the army officers. They had dedicated some of the plunder taken in battles to be used for repairs on the Lord's temple. They were also in charge of everything dedicated by Samuel the prophet, Saul son of Kish, Abner son of Ner, and Joab son of Zeruiah. Shelemeth and his relatives were in charge of everything that had been dedicated. As for the Israelites, Cananiah and his sons were given responsibilities outside the temple as officers and judges over Israel. As for the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his relatives, 1,700 respected men, were assigned responsibilities in Israel west of the Jordan. They did the Lord's work and the king's service. As for the Hebronites, Jeriah was the leader of the Hebronites according to the genealogical records. In the 40th year of David's reign, they examined the records and discovered there were highly respected men in Jazer in Gilead. Jeriah had 2,700 relatives who were respected family leaders. King David placed them in charge of the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. They took care of all matters pertaining to God and the king. This reading is from the New English Translation, available online at Bible.org. To find out more information about the podcast, visit us online at thebiblepodcast.org. There you can leave comments on specific readings, find out how you can contribute a chapter, or get information about supporting the podcast financially. Thank you for listening.